this is BJC at acbradio.org with news and views I hope you can use.
Hello and very special greetings to you once again. I'm Don Coco and I'm with you from Sacramento, California. I've got a question that I'd like to ask. What happens right this very second as you're listening to this program if your power goes out? Is it just going to stop your computer? Is your computer going to keep running? Well, you know, it is a good idea to keep your computer running long enough to shut down your applications, and you can do that by owning a special type of power supply that's designed for a computer. The one I happen to own is an APC, which stands for AmericanPowerCorporation.com, APC.com, and the one I have is called the PowerShoot Personal Edition. This particular unit here is rated for 350 volts. Mine has five 110 volt plugs on it. Three are on one side and two are on the other side. The three that are on the left side of this particular unit are just for regular power. So in other words, if the power goes out, the whatever's plugged into them will switch right off. The two on the right side, however, are for keeping your computer running and whatever other piece of equipment. Probably most people, I would imagine, would have a monitor. Now, I must tell you, if you live in Europe, someplace other than America, this particular unit that I'm talking about is for people in America. But I'm sure if you're in Europe, you can find these. I'm sure that other companies will make them. Cyberpower.com is another good place to go. I used to own one of their units, and they have a pretty good unit, too. And basically how it works, it connects to the USB connector of your computer, to your USB card, and then you install the software, and away it goes. When you first install it, of course, it has to charge up, and it will do that. It will run for up to 10 minutes on battery, this particular unit that I have. And I paid, if you're wondering about the cost, I paid about $40, as I recall. And you can buy these at outpost.com if you wanted to go there. They have them there. And you can pick this one up, this unit. It's the APC PowerShoot Personal Edition 350-volt unit. And I paid right around $40. I think that would be probably about right. I think they're selling it for $40 there. So you certainly can pick this unit up, and if you do, you'll be very happy with it. It is quite a nice unit. It's nice looking, and it does a great job. The unit is fairly heavy, and you want to plug this particular unit into a surge protector. Now, on the back of the unit, there are phone jacks, and they're designed to protect your phone lines as well. And also, these kind of units, they usually will insure them. I mean, in the manual, it says, will insure the unit for up to X thousands of dollars worth of protection. And there are other companies that make these units as well. I've mentioned these two because these are the ones I'm familiar with. But there are other type of companies that make backup power supplies. And this, as I say, this one is the APC 350 backup UPS supply, the one I own. On the front of the unit, there is a little reset button in case you were to pull too much current. You know how they'll switch out. And there's a little reset button there. And then on the top front of the unit, there's a button so that you can actually shut the unit down. So if you wanted to shut it down, if I did that right now, of course, it will shut everything right off right now. And we won't do that. But that's how the unit basically works. Now, let me do some acrobatics for you. Let's go underneath my desk. And let me do that and get out of my chair. The first time on main menu I've ever done this, go underneath my desk here to where I have my power strip so that I can switch this in to battery for you. We're going to do that. I'm going to just get under the desk, or I'm going to try and get under the desk. Let's put it that way. I have to lay down on the floor. There we go. Boy, I'm not as young as I once was. Okay, I can reach it, and I've got my hand on the switch. Now, I just have a standard 6-plug switch here, power strip, and I'm going to switch this into battery right now. It's now on battery. I've clicked the switch. It's beeping, and we should have a notice on the computer screen any second.
Your battery backup is now supplying battery power to your equipment.
As you heard, the battery backup is supplying power to the equipment. It's running on battery right now as I continue to record in SoundForge. And like I say, I'll have up to approximately 10 minutes. Now, the reason that the battery backup is able to supply power is because of the software that you will want to install. And as you can hear, it just beeped to tell me that it's on battery. And that'll go off every 30 seconds. Now, let me get under the desk again and let us switch it back on to regular electricity here. Because we don't want to tax the battery here. We just wanted to show you how it works. So that it'll run, like I say, for up to 10 minutes. Or they say we'll keep it going for up to 10 minutes. I've never drained it yet, but that's what they say. Okay, it's back on power. And we should have a note.
Your equipment is now running on AC utility power.
And there we go. Your equipment is running on AC power. So there you go. There we go. And the equipment is now ready to go. It's done. It's done its thing. It tripped my printer on. But it's done its thing. And there you go. I mean, there's really not much to these except to say that they will give you time to shut down your work. I mean, if you're working in a word processor or that sort of thing, they'll give you time to shut down your work. Now, this does have software, and the software is running in the system tray right at the moment. Let's see if we can just see what that says here. Go to the system tray.
Sys tray. Button. APC PowerShoot Personal Edition Battery Backup Charging.
See, it says APC PowerShoot Personal Edition Battery Backup Charging. In other words, it's now charging the battery because we drained a little off it, and it will bring it up to full utility. And once it's up to full specs, it will say APC PowerShoot Edition battery full, or, you know, words to that effect, basically. But, that, you know, that's the idea. Let's take a look now at the software that comes with this, and I'll show you this in detail. It's on my system tray. It's always going to run on the system tray because it's going to keep the power, maintain the information for the power backup here. So let's locate the taskbar.
APC PowerShoot Personal Edition.
There it is right there. APC PowerShoot Personal Edition.
Graphic. APC PowerShoot Personal Edition.
And what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to show you how this works as far as the way it works. Let me go.
Header. Insert.
Okay, what has happened is it's come up on the screen. And basically what it does, it loads as a web page. With the newer WindowEyes, the 4.5, it runs really, really well as a web page. And I kind of like this web page design because my Norton 2003, that uses a web page design, and they're cool. It makes things just simpler to read. However, with the older WindowEyes that I'm running here, I can't quite read this as a regular web page. It won't let me. But I'll be able to read it okay with the mouse pointer, so we'll do that.
Performance current status.
Now, we have two tabs at the top. We have performance, and we have current status.
Performance summary.
And then we have a performance summary chart.
Graphic. Your battery backup last intervened on 10-7-2003 at 11:23:28 a.m. Arrow.
Now, what it says there, it says my battery backup last intervened on. It shows the date, and that was the date that I showed. This section here is being recorded another day. So it shows the section when it was when it went to battery.
Power problem history. IBM.
And then we have a power problem history.
4 weeks.
And then it shows that it will be. It displays it for a month, so it shows it as for the preceding months.
View performance information for the last IBM.
And you can view the performance information for the last.
Power problem. Your unit switched to battery power. Time on battery approx.
Now it says your unit switched to battery power. Time on battery approximately.
Graphic. Blackout. 3 times. 2 minutes 50 seconds. Arrow.
Blackout was 3 times, and it was 2 minutes and 50 seconds. And the reason it was 3 times is I tested it, and I showed you how it worked, of course, as you may remember. So.
Graphic. Under voltage. Never. None.
Under voltage. Never. None. Now, this is good. This is just statistics that they show you here.
Graphic. Over voltage. Never. None.
Over voltage. Never. None. That means we use 120 here, and it's constant. Is what it is, and we've obviously had no problem with it.
Graphic. Electrical noise. Never. None.
Electrical noise. Never. None. In other words, we haven't had any spiking problems, and I know that lots of places can have that as an issue. I do not, apparently. So for old wiring in this building, it's not really too bad at all. Then down below, we have the current status.
Total 3 times. 2 minutes, 50 seconds. IBM.
It shows a total. Then down below, as I say...
No, power problems of a very short duration are not recorded here.
Okay, power problems of a very short nature are not recorded there. So in other words, if it were to glitch, it probably wouldn't record it.
Power source. Arrow.
Now, it shows the power source.
Graphic. Graphic. Utility. Graphic. Graphic.
It shows that it's the standard utility that's feeding the power. If it were on battery right now, it would show that, and this is where it would show it.
Battery capacity.
Battery capacity.
Graphic. Graphic. 100. Graphic.
It shows
graphic.
It as 100 and...
Estimated battery time.
And the estimated battery time...
Graphic. Graphic. 9 minutes. Graphic.
9 minutes.
Graphic. Graphic.
It was 10 minutes until I put it on battery before, so now it's showing 9 minutes. But either way, it's fully charged, and if we have any problem with it, we certainly would have no problem using it. Now, also on this...
Insert.
Let's go back to the
system
tray, because we want to show you a couple of
list
other
box.
Things here.
Dialogue.
On
button.
On
APC
here.
Power choose person selected. Button.
Let's
button.
Single right-click
right
here.
Graphic. Context menu. APC
have,
Power choose person selected. System tray application.
Here.
APC Power choose person selected. T equals troubleshooting.
We have a troubleshooting guide and if we run into trouble.
S equals configuration settings.
We have a configuration settings menu. In this particular settings menu allows me to configure the thresholds for how often should it trip an alarm. It also will let me configure the sounds. It lets me basically tell the software will let me basically configure, you know, how soon do I want this machine to actually shut down the applications on the computer. And basically the way they do, their defaults actually are fine. I haven't had to do anything with it. It basically will shut off after 5 minutes. So the first 5 minutes, it will, of course, beep every 30 seconds to tell you, and then it will start shutting everything off. Because what it wants to do, it wants to get your machine shut down before the battery is dead. So it's important that it do that, because if it shuts it down when the battery is dead, if the battery were to go dead and it's not fully shut down, your machine's just going to shut off. So it wants to get your application shut down, and it allows itself 5 minutes to do that. So as I say, they say 10 minutes, you know, worth of battery time. And it will probably start shutting down and perhaps issuing warnings. As I say, I haven't left mine go that long, so I don't know. And I may eventually test it, but it's too new. I don't want to do that. Although probably after the first year, I may want to run that kind of a test to make sure that the battery is in proper condition. Now, we're still on the context menu when we're looking at it here.
C equals current status.
The current status, I just showed you that. You can click on that and get the current status.
P equals performance.
Performance, you can look at the performance history. That's where it shows the blackout that I read for you.
O equals open application.
And open the application will show you all the different tabs for this edition.
T equals troubleshooting.
So there you go. That's how the software itself works. It's very nice, perfectly speech-friendly software. So there you go. The software is great. It works really well. It's easy to work with. I mean, you can install it, and when you start it, it will basically goes to their website, and you can. They have all kinds of update utility programs that you can download depending on your power supply. Keep in mind when you go to buy a power supply that you're going to have to think about what you want to power with it. These are designed for my use here. I have my network plugged into the phone jack up and back. For my Linksys router, I have my phone cords. I have two phone lines here, one for the office and one for my home. I mean, we have two phone lines here. And I have them plugged in as well. And I also have my computer plugged into one of the jacks that will supply the battery power. And I have quite a big machine here. I have quite a few fans in it and so forth. So I don't know if I'll actually get 10 minutes out of it or not. It claims you will. I'd have to actually sit there and let it run down, but I've never done that, and I'm not really in the mood to do that. My unit is quite new. I've actually I bought it just, I don't know, a month ago, I guess, as I record this for you. So it's a good unit, and I think with the power outages, it might be something that you may want to consider. Again, I'd like to give you the sources that you can go to, and I don't work for these places or nothing. These are just sources that you can check on. For the box itself, I would go, if you wanted to buy one of them or price a different unit, you can go to outpost.com, which is a fabulous resource, and you can certainly price the units there and get a feel how they work. Just in the edit box, just type APC and hit return. And it will give you the list of all the different power supplies that they make and that they sell. They do make quite a few of these. So plan on that. Just keep in mind when you go to buy one of these, if you are going to be powering more than one computer, you'll have to decide how much voltage you want. And the highest one I saw was 2,200 volts, and it's pricey. That one is a little bit over $1,000. So, yeah, you know, keep in mind, obviously you'll have to make sure that you have the right power supply for the job you want to do. But they're great, and I mean, next time your power goes out, it's a lot better to have it shut down gracefully or have you shut off your computer and have time to be able to do that than lose hours of work. Feel free to email djc@acbradio.org with your thoughts and comments. Until next time, Don Coco thanking you for listening.
That's all from Main Menu this week. Stay tuned to ACB Radio Mainstream for a Mic Talk special to mark White Cane Safety Day. That's next. From the Main Menu team, bye for now.